Welcome everyone to the finance meeting for the Town of Discovery Bay on Wednesday, August 7th at 4:30 p.m. Can we do roll call, please? Roll call?
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
And now is the time for public comment. Any public comment? Is there anyone on the line?
No,
I'm going to put that hammer down. I'm going to hurt somebody. Okay, with no public comment, we will close and draft minutes. None to be approved. And then down to D, which is presentations for our finance presentation, annual reserve report.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I'm here to provide our
I feel like this has been my week with technical stuff, just in general, and like passwords. Yeah.
And not everyone has like a two-factor authentication.
Yeah.
So they have to email you,
text you.
So, here,
different types of means like booster pumps or generators. So as we budget for those items, we will draw from those funds, but those are the amounts that we will replenish each year from our net revenues. And then you have your other other reserves, which include some amounts set aside for our water distribution line replacement, our capacity and connection fees. That's a cumulative total to date that has not been expended on capital projects. So again, $7.4 million for the water fund. Moving towards the wastewater fund, again, you can see we did quite well here. $7.2 million in actual revenues versus our budget of $6.6 million. That, again, the most notable portion of that is two items. One is the interest earnings, and then the next one is your capacity fees, mm-hmm. connection fees. You can see that that's there. Again, same information that I cited in the water side, which is, again, we didn't really budget for those numbers, so we're seeing them come through at this point, as well as the capacity connection fees. We had some funds come through from the developers, and so you'll see more information on that.
Funds come through from what? I'm sorry?
From developers.
Okay, I thought you said something else. Okay.
All right, let's move on to the expense side, next slide. And here you have the budget versus actual, and again, staying a little bit closer to budget here. Does include costs for a number of things. Under the facility maintenance, you'll see it's a bit higher than the budget. That is because we received some bills that actually were from prior years, but didn't get recognized until this year. That said, we'll continue to look at those facility maintenance costs, make sure we're staying on top of those particular items there. But all in all, you can see that the budget is staying fairly on point with our budget. And then we move to our fund balance for our wastewater, next slide. And here you have the overall $12.9 million in our wastewater fund. Again, separating between our revolving funds and our reserves. I should also note that our emergency reserve is similar to the water side. That's also on the emergency reserves. It is 30% of revenue, so it's based on what is our budget for fiscal year 24-25. Take 30% of that. That's how much we're setting aside for those emergencies. It's not to be used for capital projects. It's to take care of those significant emergency events. Again, we don't hope to tap into those items, but again, we want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence and being appropriate and setting those aside. But again, you see some costs that are there. And so as we have future projects coming through from our wastewater budget, you can see that we're in a good position to pay those out of our reserves, making sure that we maintain the cash balance as appropriate for maintaining our credit rating. All right, let's go on to Zone 8. Zone 8 is, again, here represents our landscape, our community center, for a good portion of our service area. And again, you can see that did quite well compared to our budget. And again, you see a couple items of note there. One is our interest earnings. We have not budgeted in this particular fund in fiscal year 23-24. So you can see about $72,000 of income there. Our community center fee is also our park enhancement fee. So as developers are paying into the system, they are also contributing to here. So we're setting aside and establishing, if you will, those funds for, again, future capital projects. And you'll see more of that on a couple slides. Overall, you can see our community center, we're doing quite well compared to budget. So it's good to see the activities here at the community center and people taking advantage of that.
What falls underneath the other fees?
So in this particular case, we had a grant income.
Okay.
That makes up probably $180,000 of the $184,000 that specifically was for the Prop 68 for the
Cornell Park,
right. And so we have received our first allotment from them. I have submitted the second one, and there's one remaining one to submit to them. But all the work was done in last year, so it was all recognized in fiscal year 23-24.
Okay, thank you.
And then let's move on to expenses. Expenses here, you can see, again, stayed within budget on the overall. Again, certain line items were slightly
but it's still looking good, and it's so needed to use that conservation course. So I, all good.
And then one final thing on the cell 9 is on the next slide, which is our fund balance. And here you see about $412,000 here. Again, these monies here represent the amounts that we need to set aside for our emergency reserve, 50% annual operating revenue, and based off of fiscal year 24 and 25 budget. Our capital reserves and all that. We know that we the board approved a project in June of 2024 for the replacement of the splash pad, and so you can see that those funds will help to support that project there, and will still stay within the parameters that are necessary for that fund. All right, let's just talk now, switch gears a little bit to our capital projects and just sort of what happened during the year, where are we at. So for the water side, here's our ongoing projects. The marina project is about $111,000 spent. The biggest significant effort, if you will, right now is on the billow filter repair, about $1 million or so stuff there, near completion. And so not the total final cost, but certainly a good indication of where we're at through June 30th, 2024. We started working on the cathodic protection program, and so you can see a little box fitting there.
Quick question. What is the cathodic protection?
Oh. So there's these little nodes they put on all of our pipes, and what they do is you have to hook them up to electricity, so that keeps the pipe, elongates the
pipe. Yeah, I remember now when they were talking about it. Okay.
Yeah. And then, as also shared in the fiscal year 24-25 budget, we did get approval to decommission our Bell 5, and so some efforts. This is just mostly our engineering consultants' time that's there, but we're starting to put some effort towards that effort there. And then, of course, we've got our Well 8 project that is being both funded by bond funds as well as some district funds, and so those are the expenditures to date on that project. And then, moving over to wastewater, we had a couple projects completed this past year. So our diffuser project,
got
the cost associated with that, and then the D-Night project, you can see there about 17.2, actually slightly more than that. You'll hear a report
those funds, because at one point in time we thought we could use it where needed, and then it was, well, it depends on the percentage that has gone
still,
in.
That was still up for debate.
Okay.
And so we, Margaret and I, think that each fund earns its own interest, but there is an argument out there that the interest is not ratepayers' funds, it's just earned off of ratepayer funds, so you should be able to use it wherever you want.
I like that.
I know, but still, Margaret's talked to a lot of financial people within GFOA and some other organizations, and they're kind of aligned with us. I know, but
that'd be
so
wonderful.
But we've put that into that interest account, distributed across all of our wastewater, parks and rec, everything. Okay.
But very little goes in. We have very little like that we could use for landscaping, which would be.
That's correct, because it.
An interest on a dollar compared to $100,000, it's a little different.
Yeah, but we still have $71,000 that were earned for Zone 8, correct?
Correct, absolutely. And
Zone 9 had $11,430?
Yeah. So certainly I'm using those dollars, you know, for projects and all that. And not necessarily for operational costs necessarily, but sort of that's there. And that's why it's just being smarter with our dollars and really trying to maximize and do our cash management is sort of the next evolution, if you will. We've got these vehicles in place. Now let's try to make sure that we're putting the money when we need it, not necessarily having it So let's go on to the next slide, which is our debt portfolio. Again, you see the slide here. No changes from the last time we spoke here. Water construction proceeds are still there. Again, we haven't seen the big project dollars coming up, but we will start to be seeing those coming through. The wastewater construction proceeds, as of July, actually, we have fully utilized those funds to pay for the retention. And so the point two that you see there has now been fully expended, but that was subsequent to the school year end. But I just wanted to make that you're aware of it. And then moving towards the last slide, which is just what is Margaret working on now? now that we've got the fiscal year closed, we've got the budget done, we have some really exciting things, and things for me, I think these are exciting. The updated rate study, and again, we're taking a multi-pronged approach to that. We want to make sure that we really understand sort of the capital projects that are feeding into our rate study and making sure that we understand, like, how can we finance this project to minimize rate impact to them. We know that we have some big capital dollars going to be spent specifically in the water fund, and so what can we do to really mitigate those cost increases? The other thing that we've been talking about, and I know we're going to talk about it more in other committees, but I wanted to also review here, is just a communication strategy around that thing there, because the engineers can talk about the project all they want, but how we communicate what that project means, what the financing is associated, we want to make sure that we're all on the same page on how we communicate that. And so we've been working on developing some scope with that communication consultant, and hope to bring back a recommendation to the board to consider, because I think that this is a pivotal moment for the agency here as you are about to embark on a very necessary project to support the water reliability for your constituents. And then finally, of course, we've got the Prop 218 process. We do want to have this in place prior to July 1, 2025. And so we want to make sure we give all that messaging that's appropriate in the rate study so that we can have a successful Prop 218 process. So that is one effort. The next is, along with that, is just looking at, again, some more financial policies. I know we talked about a few back in June. This next area is we'll be looking at our investment policy, our debt policy, and our reserve policy. I think how we are investing our funds is an important one. Looking at our debt policy to make sure that whatever available debt vehicles that are out there and what other considerations we can look at, So while I never enjoy a software implementation, I think this will be a welcome change here. It will cost us more, but I think it will actually create some business process improvements and some efficiencies on how we process certain things. And so, you know, it's me trying to put that whole package together so that you understand sort of what are we getting and what is improving out of the situation here. But the modern ERP systems are much more easy to work with and really provide more timely information and really allows you to improve on your processes as well. So look forward to more information about that coming out in the, you know, by the end of the calendar year. We'll give you some more updates on that. But that's my update for you, and I'm happy to take any additional questions.
Okay. Any questions?
I just have one question for Dina. And this is off the topic just a bit, but can we get a figure on how many people have signed up for Ion Water?
Oh, yeah, we have that.
And
yeah.
We were talking about that house that has the
yeah.
leak. Can we, is there a way to see, one, if they have it, and two, have their bills been unusually high? Is there any red flags that could have been seen?
We've been working with this person for a while. So we have looked on Ion Water. We do see it. We flagged him a while back. And so we have been trying to, they have been notified that they have a leak.
Oh, yeah. No, I know that, but I'm just wondering if they had Ion Water, if they had unusual, outrageous,
They have a large bill. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Their bill is large, but they pay it. And then so we're sending out, because of our water orange, you can't have waste.
Okay.
To send them notices where we can shut them off because of this water.
Okay.
So there's also maybe a communication gap there. So
okay.
I think communicate with them.
Thank you for always having your detail.
Yes.
I appreciate you putting the zones back on. I know that was something that we had talked about previously, and I hope that the public is able to appreciate that as well, kind of knowing what each thing is. And I love seeing the evolution of where we've come and where we're going and how all of this is coming together. It's very exciting.
It is.
So,
yeah.
Great job.
I agree completely. And seeing the interest in everything from those decisions, just like, you know, it's amazing. And our little town, we need that. So, no, I think it's all good. Yeah, and very easy to understand. Thank you again.
I'm excited for new software.
Yes.
You know, that was one of the projects I saw Margaret go right away. I'm like, I can't do it today, but I think we need to look forward to it because the software we have, it's a little archaic.
Yeah.
It's not, it doesn't work well with each module. We have issues when they do updates every time. So it's time. It's time to move forward.
And you have to replace the tape in the. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. We have a dot matrix.
Okay. All right. Thank you again so much, Margaret. And now we are going on to our updates, our auditor communication update. Hello.
Margaret, would you like to introduce your auditors, please?
So I'm happy to introduce Daphne Munoz. She is a partner with CLA. As you know, we went through a process to select a new auditing firm. And so they are here to just do an introduction of who they are, a little bit about what they do. And I'll turn it over to Daphne to provide that to you. I have a presentation in your packet.
Thank you. Can you hear us, Daphne?
I think she's on mute.
Welcome.
Did you take herself off mute
The border is
Deadpool just came out, so, you know, a little Marvel Universe action.
Yeah.
She can't hear us now.
Yeah, there you go.
Yay, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
I won't have to echo now.
Hello, Daphne.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good afternoon. So I am going to share my screen.
We can see it.
Okay. All right. Well, good afternoon, members of the committee. I am Daphne Munoz, and I'm a principal at Clifton Larson Allen, and I am here this afternoon to present to you some communications during the planning phase of the audit. We'll be going over the scope of the audit, our responsibilities in the district. Management's responsibility and the timing. I want to introduce our firm, because this is our first year doing the audit for the town of Discovery Bay Community Services District. CLA, Clifton Larson Allen, is a national firm that has been in business for over 60 years, and we are the 8th largest in the United States, and we have more than 130 locations nationwide with approximately 9,000 employees. This engagement is serviced by our Irvine office in conjunction also with our Sacramento office. So for our scope of services, we will be performing an audit of the annual financial statements for the year ended June 30, 2024. In accordance with generally accepted auditing standards, as well as generally accepted government auditing standards. We will also assist in the preparation of the report that is presented, the financial transactions report that is submitted to the State Controller's Office. So our main responsibility as auditors is to form an opinion, on whether the financial statements are prepared in accordance with for our audit will be performed, and again, we mentioned a while ago, in accordance with generally accepted auditing standards, as well as government auditing standards. We will be designing our audit to obtain reasonable assurance, rather than absolute, whether the financial statements are free of material misstatements. I don't want to highlight the term reasonable assurance. It means that we are not going to attempt to ensure that all the data contained in the financial statements are 100% accurate. Rather, if we are not testing 100% of the transactions, rather we will stick to affirm on a test basis that the financial statements are free of material misstatements. Our audit will include consideration of internal controls over financial reporting as the basis of designing our audit procedures and determining whether those procedures are appropriate in circumstance, but not for the purpose of expressing an opinion on the effectiveness of internal control. So we will be considering internal controls as part of our audit, however, we will not be forming and we will not be providing an opinion on those internal controls. So our audit will also include a test of compliance with certain provisions of laws, policies, and the objective of our test is not to provide an opinion on compliance, but rather on whether this non-compliance will have an effect, a material effect on financial statements. With that though, if during the review of internal controls and compliance we come across with what we think merits the attention of those charged with governance, we will communicate those significant matters related to the financial statement that's audit in a letter that we will issue at the end of the audit. So management is responsible for the preparation of the financial statements. The financial statements are the responsibilities of management at those charged with governance. Although we will be assisting in the preparation of the financial statements, but in the end, the responsibility for those financial statements are the district's management. Management is also is responsible for designing internal controls over those financial reporting, as well as adhering to those controls. Another responsibility is providing us information for the audit, including providing us a written representation of the conclusion of our audit. So at the end of our audit, we will be requesting a letter. We call it a management representation letter. This letter will just be with the management representing to us that they have provided us all pertinent information and they did not withhold any information that we think is relevant and important to the financial reporting. As far as the timing, we normally do our audit in three phases, but this year being our first year, we kind of got a late start. So we are doing usually the first part of the interim audit, which is normally before year end, and this is when we do our planning, our documentation of internal controls, the processes, where we do incurring documentation, and then the testing, whether those controls that have been represented to us are being followed as the district represented. And then what we call a final fieldwork audit, and that's when we do account analysis at year end, and we use the standard procedures, which could include confirmations and some cutoff procedures, such as its vouching to subsequent disbursements and subsequent receipts. So normally this happens in August, September, but again this year we are doing all both interim and audit, interim and final this week, and we will be working this week and next week and with the financial statements. I think we expect it to be done by November. And lastly, I just want to go over some new pronouncements that probably will not have an effect on the district, but it's DAFD 100. This is something that needs to be implemented and has something to do with accounting changes and error corrections. Nothing will change internally because more financial reporting if there will be error corrections or prior period adjustments. So that concludes my presentation, and I will be glad to answer any questions.
Do you have any questions?
I don't think so. I think that's very thorough. Thank you.
No, that was good. Thank you so much, and welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go on. Is there any public comment? The people online? Moving on, we will close public comment. And now let's go on to the staff report regarding capacity and connection accounting report.
Yes, this item is here for you as F1. This has to do with the discussion of possible feedback regarding the approval of the capacity and connection accounting reporting for the fiscal year 23-24. This is an annual report that is required to be submitted within 180 days. Since we have closed our books, we understand the information that's necessary, so we thought
$1,000. The wastewater is about $2,700 for the connection fee and about $145,000 on the capacity fee. All told, you can see about between the two, about $523,000 was collected during the year. Those funds are again for future projects. They're those projects are noted within our 5-year capital plan. And again, as those projects are underway, we will inform you where we will be using those funds. But at this time, there was no capital expenditure that withdrew from those funds, and so you see today the balances that you have there, respectively, like I said, a little over $2 million on the water side, about $489,000 on the wastewater side. And with that, I'd be happy to take any feedback. Otherwise,
it seems for me. Seems good. Is this coming to board tonight?
Yeah.
Or do we don't have to do anything on it?
No.
It's just a
it's not for the
presentation.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So we don't need we don't need to approve it now.
No, we're gonna bring it to the board.
Okay.
Future meeting. Looks good to me.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. And with that, do we have any future discussion or agenda items?
No.
Any public comment? We're laughing. All right, Anna. We will then adjourn the meeting at 5:13 p.m.